I hope Vivian Fulton enjoyed that song. She's just recovering from pneumonia. I hope she's a whole lot better this morning. I think that's one of the... I enjoy that old song about as good as any we sing in these days that we're going through in a world that's full of sorrows and troubles when you look around. This morning, as we look at the Word of God, the everlasting, eternal Word of God, I feel like there was a time that you and me need to study the Bible with our own eyes. It's now. You need to have a whole lot of the promises of God back in your memory, because soon we're all going out to meet God, to give an account of the deeds that we do and how much of the Word of God we put into practice here in this present life. And we sang about leaning on the everlasting arm of the Lord Jesus. If you're leaning on that arm, it'll be up on the promises of the Lord that you find in the Bible that you're going to have to lean upon as you go into the long ages of eternity. And it's really something to think about. You need to study the Word of God that you might determine by the Word of God each doctrine you hear in your church, each sermon you hear preached, whether it's true according to the Word of God or whether it's false. Peter said in the 2 Peter, the 2nd chapter, and this was in the early days of the gospel, and if it was this way in the early days of the gospel, what do you think the condition is out among the religious world now when there's so many doctrines and so many denominations and so many cults? You really need to be standing firmly upon the Word of God. Here's what Peter said, warns in the, when he is here in the world. He said, but there were false prophets also among the people all through the Old Testament. You find the false prophets, and there's a lot of them in our day, time today. He said, even as there shall be false teachers among you. Did it ever occur to you there was false teachers and preachers out among the people now in our day? It's picking a verse here and a verse yonder to determine their doctrines and teaching them to other people. Listen, what's going to happen to these false teachers and false prophets? It happened to the ones in Peter's day, and it's going to happen to the ones now, and this is happening to us as they teach and preach among us, who probably shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that brought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. All this out here teaching and preaching, not lining it up with the eternal Word of God, according to the Word of God, is going to meet swift destruction without any excuse. But they had the Word of God and misused it and mistaught it and mispreached it as they went down through the world. And listen to this, it ought to startle anyone listening to me this morning to get your own Bible and with your own eyes to study the Word of God. And many shall follow their evil ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. And notice what these false teachers and preachers will be doing while in the world. In the third verse here, and it's happening among us today. And through covetousness, pleasures of this world, and nice cars and fine homes and all the luxuries of this world, shall they with vain words make merchandise of you to get money off your, out of your pocketbook. And listen, what else? Another warning he gives in these three verses of scripture. He said, whose judgment now of a long time lingers not, and their damnation slumbers not, but it's coming. God will finally execute them, and they'll be cast into the lake of fire with the devil and all of his angels. So I ought to warn all of us to study the Word of God day by day as we're journeying on out the long ages of eternity, and be sure that we're teaching and preaching the Word of God. And it just, it'll do you good to really write scriptures down and compare the Word of God and be sure that you know what's true and what's false. And if you don't have it, you ought to get your dictionary and a concordance to study the Word of God by, so you could find anything you want to do in the Bible. It's really something to think about. Let me read you what over in Timothy, the second chapter, he gives us a warning in the Word of God what each one of us needs to do, and I hope each one of you will listen. If we're going to find out what's the truth, he says in 2 Timothy, the 2nd chapter, the 15th verse, study to show thyself approved unto God. You need to study the Word of God that you might show yourself one of these days yonder in the judgment where you'll be approved of God, a workman that needs not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, knowing what is true and what is false according to the Word of God. And we're all going to stand there in the judgment to give an account to God how much the Word of God we've put in practice as we went down through this world. My, you need to get the Bible out and study it. I never will forget one time I went in the home of a deacon. His wife was about to have a nervous breakdown. And I told him to get his Bible that I'd like to read his wife some in the Bible. And they hunted the house over and like they never found the Bible. And him a deacon in the church. Is your Bible a used Bible, or is it still new laying around on the shelf? You need to get it down and study what's inside of that Bible and line your life up with the Word of God. There's a lot of preachers and teachers out to making an easy way to get into heaven. Just accept the Lord and you'll finally get in the end. But that's not according to the Word of God. We're in a warfare here in this world. To me, it's just like you would go out when I was a young boy, you went to the river, you had to paddle your boat. It's just like getting out in the river in a boat, and you can drift on down the stream without any effort. But to go up that stream, you're going to have to put some foresome effort and determine your own action, because that narrow way is up. If you had lived in Jerusalem, most any place in Jerusalem that you went to that city, it was uphill because it's built yonder on top of a high hill. And that's the way the city of God is now. It's up that narrow way. And you're going to have to determine your own actions James 1:22 said you are going to have to be a doer of the word and not a hearer only if you're going to enter in that eternal city that the Lord Jesus Christ wants to prepare for his children. And by that, I love that old song about what a day it's going to be when he assembles all of his children in that city that he went to prepare for all those that love him and become a doer of the word of God and not a hearer only, deceiving your own selves. Ain't that awful that so many people going down through the world that's in religion is only deceiving themselves because they never are a doer of the word. I worked out in the world with them during the week. They never put the word of God in practice into their lives. It's a sad thing. So let me beg you to start studying the eternal everlasting word of God. In the Bible, the word of God is the only hope that you will find beyond the grave, is what I've told several science teachers and things. That's so confused about the word of God. I said, not another book in all the world where you can find any hope beyond the grave. And time is swiftly ticking you and me on out into eternity. And we better look what's out beyond the grave. I've done past 80 years. I know it soon. I'm going to soon pass on over to see what's on the other side. And soon you and me and everybody else will be out there. And we could be out there before the sun goes down. So let me beg you not to put so much emphasis on somebody else's literature. But study the Word of God and let it jump up in your face. The Bible said we need to study the Word of God and hide it up in our hearts and in our memory personally. How much have you got in your memory? And for what reason are you reading the Bible? It says that you and me need to hide it up in our heart that we might not sin against God and that we might live our lives seeking to do the will of God as we live here in this world and do the thing that's pleasing to the Lord Jesus Christ, who came and bled and died and paid the ransom for us on Calvary's cross, that we might have hope yonder in the world to come, and that we might enjoy that place he's out there preparing for us throughout all eternity. We have many people teaching false things about sin now. It's amazing to me, as I've said in Sunday school classes and heard it come out of the pulpit, about sinning every day and you go to heaven when you die when sin does something to you. Sin is an awful thing. And the Bible says with every temptation that comes to us, the Lord Jesus Christ, that he would provide a way of escape. I wonder why these false teachers and preachers don't tell people to seek that way of escape instead of falling into sin and temptation. Young people can ruin their lives in one night of careless living. Sin is an awful thing. The Lord promised that no temptation would come to us. There's no trial and no difficulty that we'd not be able to bear, because he said he'd be with us, and if we surrender our lives to him, he'd send his Holy Spirit into our lives to empower us. God has not called us to uncleanness, according to 1 Thessalonians 4:7, but he's called us unto holy living. It's really something to think about when you hear so much false teaching and preaching in these evil days. And the very closest that you can live to the Lord Jesus Christ is not close enough, because Satan is out here in this world with all of his wiles and fire darts to destroy your soul and to separate between you and God, where you'll be end up under the wrath of God and not under God's mercy. You need to read Philippians 4:13. There it says, I can do all things through Christ which strengthened me. Are you leaning on your own strength to go out against the wiles and fiery darts of Satan? Are you leaning up on the arm of the Lord Jesus Christ? He said you could do all things through him that strengthened, through Christ that strengthened us. And it's really something we need to study about in this warfare. In Galatians 5:24 it says, they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the love and affections and lust. So it behooves each one of us, if we say we know the Lord Jesus Christ, to crucify the things of the flesh as we go down through this world, and so to the things of the Spirit. We are in a spiritual warfare. If you've been spiritual awakened this morning, as I bring you the eternal word of God. In Galatians 6:7-8, it says, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. And you going about in your life of sowing, either to the Spirit or to the things of the flesh, day by day as you go down to the world, through this world, according to the word of God. And listen to this terrible warning. It forever separates the children of God and the children of Satan. He said, for he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. And you read, I'm not going to have time to bring it to you, but you go take time to read the 5th and 6th chapter of Galatians, and you'll find out which side you're on. He mentions in the 5th chapter the things of the flesh that people are sowing towards, about 17 different things, drunkenness, adultery, and all wrath and strife and all of these things. And he said, if you sow to the flesh, so these things in your life, you're going to reap corruption. But he said, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. You're either sowing to the things of the flesh or the Spirit one day by day, and you're going to reap a harvest of corruption if you sow to the things of the flesh continually. And if you sow to the things of the Spirit, you'll reap life everlasting.